You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. A very happy hump day from all of us to you. Hope you're safe. Hope you're happy. Hope you're healthy. Hope you're practicing social distancing and hope, you are making it through. We're all trying to make it through. Day by day, as Jason Garrett used to say, and, we're having fun interviewing all these guests. I know I'm having a blast and really enjoying learning from different people, their takes on the Cowboys and their takes on life and, you know, what they're watching on Netflix and how to get through all this. I think that today, Wednesday, might be the day that I finally start Tiger King, if I'm being honest. I'm recording this actually Tuesday evening, so it is possible that I start Tuesday evening, especially, you know, I should, because Wednesday is Survivor. And so, also, I should mention, if you are looking for a show, I have not watched last week's episode, but The Challenge on MTV is a bit of a guilty pleasure for me. It's got a bit of, if you're looking to whet that sports appetite, it can scratch that itch just a little bit. But anyway, we've, again, had so much fun interviewing so many different people and appreciate all the feedback on Bryce Butler and John Machota this week. Great conversations there. We've got another one coming your way today with Donovan Isom, a draft prospect quarterback from Texas Wesleyan University. Donovan and I caught up, talked about his journey and what he's going through, trying to make it in the NFL and looking forward to the draft and trying to plan and be prepared for anything that comes his way. Donovan also threw to Dez Bryant a couple of weeks ago, so he talks about Dez and the shape that Dez is in and his thoughts. So that is fascinating, and we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, I thought it was important to kind of, like we always do, we hit those headlines. And we talked on our Saturday Morning Hangover segment last weekend about how the Cowboys released the video. Actually, it might have been on Monday, I already forgot, but it's been a while. But anyway, we've talked, I know, recently about the Cowboys announcing and sort of sharing the video of them interviewing Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. The Cowboys put that out and, showed off how they're using Zoom or whatever client it is to, practice social distancing in terms of preparing for the NFL draft. And on Tuesday, we got two more breadcrumbs. The Cowboys shared that they interviewed Wisconsin linebacker Zach Bond, linebacker edge hybrid kind of, and later on Tuesday afternoon shared that they interviewed Christian Fulton, LSU cornerback. Now, these are both options for the Cowboys if they were to trade back in the first round, I think. I don't know that they're going to take either one of these players with their first pick as it stands at 17 overall, but this is interesting to know that the Cowboys are looking at that, and there's so much going on, so much question and intrigue about the draft and it being virtual and how players or teams, are going to prefer, getting known commodities and, don't want to risk things because they're scared because they haven't had their normal process and whatnot. Look, the more I think about it, the more it makes sense for the Cowboys to trade out of that 17th overall pick. If they trade back and pick up who knows what else and they end up with Zach Bond or Christian Fulton, I think that that's a net win for them overall. But certainly there are a lot more fun ways to spend that 17th overall pick, like CeeDee Lamb. I don't know. if you really want to have some fun. But those were things that were interesting that popped up on Tuesday. Also worth mentioning on Tuesday, on Get Up, the program on ESPN. Last time we talked about Get Up, it was for a not so great reason, thanks to Rex Ryan. But on Tuesday's edition of the program, ESPN's Adam Schefter noted that that NFL teams are worried about the virtual draft and worried about what comes through it. And, we talked about this on the 750 about how, maybe teams are going to get hacked. There's a lot of technology on the line and a lot of ways to hack into things. It was at the Super Bowl just recently that a bunch of Twitter accounts got hacked. And so you have to wonder, and that's a fair thing to wonder about. But according to Adam Schefter, teams are, at least some teams, bothered, it would seem, by the fact that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, because they are father and son, could be in the same home together for the draft. Now, obviously, everybody's going to be at their home, coaches, staff members, front office executives, scouts, personnel people, on and on and on. I mean, we're obviously practicing social distancing. That's the first thing here, and that's why everybody's going to be at home. But I don't know that that necessarily means that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are going to be together. Do these people not know that Stephen Jones is an adult who has children of his own and a life of his own? I mean, obviously, obviously Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are well attached and do so many things together because of, you know, the nature of their business, running the Dallas Cowboys and the football operations and whatnot. But this is grasping at straws, and that's coming from a dude who likes to grasp at some strange things. But wow, that was fun. But anyway, let's get to our interview. Donovan Isom, again, Texas Wesleyan University quarterback, just to be sure about that, joined to talk about his road to the NFL draft and what he's going through. And I thought it was really fun to just kind of hear what he's going through, because I mean, you know, entering the draft is difficult enough as it is, and then, you know, you factor in the fact that, you know, our current world climate has the situation that it does for everybody. I mean, every walk of life is being affected right now. And so I really enjoyed sitting down with Donovan, and I think you'll enjoy our conversation. Let's get to it. Donovan Isom joins us next, right here on The Ocean. Pleased to be joined now by a very special friend, a very special person, the one and only NFL draft prospect quarterback from Texas Wesleyan University, Donovan Isom. Donovan, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for taking the time to bring me on.
So how's life? How's life these days? I imagine you are very, very, very busy.
Yeah, it's a very weird time for all of us, man. But, I'm still finding ways to, you know, stay in shape and, you know, do the things I need to do to make sure I'm prepared. And just in case whenever my time is called, you know, whatever time is called, I'll be ready for anything.
So you're entering the NFL draft, which is a couple of weeks from now, and I imagine you've talked to a lot of, you know, guys that have been through the process already. Obviously, nobody's been through it like this, you know, with the pandemic situation that our world is in. Who have you, I mean, even if it's, you know, I don't know, your parents or, you know, coaches, I mean, who have you looked to? Who have you talked to? I mean, maybe it's your faith. I mean, I don't know, but what have you turned to kind of keep yourself calm and for guidance in this very, very unique time?
I mean, I have a lot of, you know, people I look up to, you know, especially moving out here to Texas. I usually talk to my mom, you know, she keeps me calm with everything. And, you know, say right now, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, And she lives in Nutgard, Louisiana right now, and it's really bad in Louisiana right now. So, you know, I just call her to make sure that she's safe with everything, and thank God that she is, and with my grandparents and right now. But, you know, other than that, like, as far as, like, you know, football-wise and everything, you know, I just talked to my mentor, my quarterback coach, Tony Banks. He played quarterback in the NFL for, like, 10 years. And, mm-hmm. And went to Michigan State, was like a second round draft pick. And, you know, I do the things, I talk to him, and, you know, he just tell me to keep pushing and just keep finding ways to, you know, like later on this week, we're going to like video call and go over some things, like, you know, over the board things and, you know, just stuff like that, man. And just, you know, just to just basically keep my head down and just keep working. You know, that's all we really can do right now, just keep working from home and just finding the ways to just overcome this.
So there's a lot there that I want to get to. First, what kind of drills are you doing? Because I think like you've seen, like, you're on Instagram, like all the, like, these are the best at home, you know, workouts for if you're quarantined. You see like today I saw there was some girl working out in our Instagram feed lifting the cases of Fabuloso. Like, are you doing anything like that? Or I mean, like how creative are you getting?
I mean, it's not really creative, I mean, but, you know, I'll get in my front yard, I'll do some like drills, I'll do my 3, 5, 7 step drops, and, mm-hmm. For me to stay conditioned, I'll just run like some sprints in like this concrete driveway we have in the road that we have in our yard, and you know, just and I just run around the block and you know, make sure I'm staying conditioned with everything, and that's about it.
Does that feel? I mean, you know, you've played college football, you've had access to really awesome facilities and things like that. I mean, does that feel kind of cool? I know that's a weird way to put it, but does that feel like maybe when you were in high school, you know, because like you describing that to me, what I thought of, you mentioned moving to Texas, it reminded me of like the first seasons of Friday Night Lights, like when Saracen is just like in his driveway with Landry, like tossing at the tire. You know what I mean? Like, does it kind of feel like that?
It kind of does. I mean, but you know, like I said, it just feels like you just have to find ways to, you know, you can't really interact with people right now. So, you know, you got to find the best ways to, you know, to implement those kind of things into real life. And, you know, that's what I have to do right now.
So tell us about your football journey. Again, you know, big day, big week coming up for you soon. But what led you to here? I mean, from high school all the way to, you know, April of 2020, what went into it all for Donovan?
Man, it has been a journey. First, when I went to Destin High School, graduated in 2014, you know, I signed my letter of intent to University of Utah, actually, you know, coming out of Utah. And, you know, I redshirted my first year there. It was actually under Coach Whittingham, Kyle Whittingham, and mm-hmm. great coaching staff, you know, great people, especially Coach Shaw. You know, I can never forget him and things he talked about with me. And, you know, there was some great people up there. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, my house burned down in Louisiana and my mom wasn't doing too well with things. And, you know, my family wasn't doing too well. So I decided to transfer, come closer to home, went to Southeast Louisiana University. Played a little bit my first year there, and then, like, things didn't go too well, you know, next 3 years. And then, you know, I graduated, got my bachelor's in mass communications, and then went to go get my master's at Texas Wesleyan, final Texas Wesleyan. And, you know, they gave me a chance to compete for the quarterback job, won the job, and became all-conference the first year. And then my last year, which is crazy because I got injured the fourth game of the season, and I didn't really get to finish my senior season out, but I was on my way to becoming an All-American, I believe, and then and that didn't go well. But, you know, I'm back to 110%, and, you know, I'm just trying to get in any way I can now. So, my opportunity.
So, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, and, you know, lots of moving, you know, obviously horrible what happened to your house and your mom. And I mean, very noble that you would move back home to take care of her. I mean, it sounds like, you know, I mean, you're very, very, very young right now, but it sounds like you had to grow up in a way that a lot of people don't at a very young age. You know, I'm a big believer that mental discipline is a really valuable thing. And it sounds like you've got a lot of that. And I mean, you're in a season of life that is really necessary. What have you been told about, you know, your potential when it comes to the draft in a couple of weeks?
I mean, you know, I'm probably not going to be, you know, I'm going to just be honest with myself. I'm probably not going to be, you know, drafted, you know, just because of the lack of film I have. And you know, just, you know, like not too many people's probably not going to know about me. But, you know, I think when they turn on the film and do see what I can do, you know, I think that I do show some potential. I do show some, you know, some things I could do really well. And, you know, hopefully it's to get in front of these guys one day and then show them and hopefully I can show them what I really can do as a quarterback. And, you know, I got a strong arm. I believe I have one of the best arms in the draft class. And, you know, I could really throw it out there, throw the comebacks, the post, 12-yard outs. And, you know, I could really do all that. And I just want to show these guys that I can do that.
Have you had any interviews to this point? Any Zoom calls, any FaceTime calls? I mean, what's that all been like for you?
Not yet. No, not yet. I have not. You know, I talked to the, you know, during my time at school, talked to the Rams and the Giants and the Packers. But other than that, like, it's been, you know, I've just been just continuing to work and just do my thing over here. The last thing I got invited to was the College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth.
Right.
And I came out, you know, as one of the notable players that they recognized. And I talked to the Rams for a little bit, but other than that, like, I just been continuing to work to see what happens up to this process. So everything is a process right now.
So I've obviously never been in the NFL, or I've never actually even played football. And so I just have to imagine, you know, I don't know who you spoke with first, which of the teams was first, but I have to believe, I mean, you're on this path and, you know, you're on this journey. And so maybe it doesn't faze you as much, but like that had to be really cool. Like after the first conversation, you're like, man, the freaking New York Giants are talking to me. Like that has to, on some level, just feel like the coolest thing in the world.
Oh yeah. It was awesome, man. It was just like, you know, especially at a small school where I'm at, you know, for them to, you know, come visit at the school, and it was very, very surreal. I was just like, wow, like he really came to see me, and they also came to see my running back too. So it was pretty cool. You know, it was just like, wow, I'm just one of those people that I got to see, you know, growing up, like when I was at Utah and Southeast and other scouts, they would come talk to our seniors, and that was pretty cool to see though.
Hey guys, gonna get back to Donovan in just a second, but before we do, gonna take a very quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
All right, everybody, let's get back to it. Here he is, Donovan Isom on the Ocho. So, I mean, obviously you're hoping for the best and we'll see what the draft brings, but, you know, you're saying that you don't know if you'll get drafted. And so, are, you know, your team and the people you're working with, you know, there's obviously, I mean, you know, I cover the Dallas Cowboys and that was kind of how you and I first started talking. The Cowboys have had a lot of success in, you know, really this century with undrafted free agents. Have you talked to people and kind of started to understand what that process is like? Because it obviously is a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of my, I don't really talk to him, but one of my former teammates, you know, I talk to people, you know, that kind of went to the similar process, you know. Ricky Jefferson, one of my good buddies from back home, he went to LSU, played defensive back at LSU, and he actually was undrafted, you know, to the Oakland Raiders before they changed to Vegas. Like, he was undrafted to the Oakland Raiders, and there's other few guys like Brian Bennett, he was undrafted. I think – no, actually, he got selected in the sixth round, I think, to the Colts. And, I mean, there was a few people, you know, who got shots and,
right.
You know, and I would just talk to them and, you know, they would just keep working and they understand it's always just a business and, you know, they got to – they just – you know, you just got to put your best foot forward in a day and just do all you can. to make sure you're on the team. So
I know that, I mean, I'm going to assume that you just, you know, you're, and I think everybody that's going through this process, you just want a shot, right? You want one team to believe in you, and you don't care. You'll go anywhere. You'll move to Siberia, whatever the case may be. But if you are an undrafted free agent, you do, you know, sort of have an ability to choose, right? I mean, you know, if you get a couple offers. And so, I mean, I know you want to keep yourself open, but what's important to you? Like is weather important? Do you want to go somewhere with like a good NBA team? You know what I mean? Like what's important to you? Like, and because the other thing like, that gets lost in this, like you're about to like get a job. You know what I mean? Like that's what this is. So like, yeah. What's important to you in your work life?
I mean, man, as long as I can help the team win in any way I can, like, you know, that's what I want to go to. And I just want to prove myself. I want to prove, you know, to that team, like, I really can make an impact and, like, do something for them, you know, and I just need that chance. And I'll do everything in my power to make sure that, you know, that we win a Super Bowl one day. And that's all I want to do. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing my part to help to benefit the team out. And the team come first. And I understand that I'm never been a me-person guy. I don't care if I throw for one pass and we run the ball, like, 400 times. That's helping us to win the game. That's helping us win the game. You know, and I've never been that kind of guy, but I want to help the team any way I can. And like I said, the ultimate goal is that everybody win the Super Bowl. And, you know, people's job is on the line every day, and I want to make sure that those people keep those jobs.
That's a good answer. It sounds like you've had some coaching, Donovan. I'm not going to lie, you know, and that's a good thing. So that's a very good thing. So mechanically, walk me through a workout. I mean, besides the Saracen tire swing thing, like what you mentioned, three step, five step, seven step drops. But like, what do you in an ideal world, in a non-pandemic world? I mean, what's your sort of daily workout look like?
I mean, well, first, you know, I get up in the morning, I go for a run, come back, I watch a little film, especially from, you know, from when my coach would, he wouldn't send me, but, you know, he'll tell me to look at a few things, and I'll try to look at, you know, certain tendencies that defenses like to do in the NFL, and I'll even go back and look at my college film to see, you know, what things I could have did better in games, you know, and like what kind of checks I could have made, what kind of pass I could have went with other than the pass I made before, or,
right,
you know, just stuff like that. You know, I'll watch some film, and then I'll try to do as many, you know, body workouts as I can, try to come up with some things, or I'll even call we actually have a strength coach. His name is Coach Coach T Griffin at 1-9 in Argyle, and you know, he'll send us some things to do at home, and you know, and I got my speed coach. You know, he'll send me some videos on Instagram. His name is Reese Thompson. He ran track at the University of Texas. And he'll send me some things to work at home, and I'll do that throughout the day. You know, and then try to eat good meals at home. Make sure I'm eating healthy because, you know, we ain't burning that many calories since we're at home now. So I got to make sure what I'm eating right. And then, shit, that's pretty much my day. And I probably do that probably every day, so.
On your That's cheat days, I know you're not having a lot of cheat days like right now, but when you get to that point,
no.
But you know, again, at some point you'll be able to have a cheat day, you know, after all this is over and you're on a team and you can breathe a little easier. What's your ideal cheat day? Like, is it something in Louisiana? Like, is it, you mentioned Texas now, is it like a Whataburger? Like, what's your go-to cheat meal?
Oh man. I mean, I might have like a little burger a little burger or something, but other than that, like, I'm pretty much, like, I'm trying to be lean as possible.
Okay, so we got a lot of salmon going on right now, I imagine?
A lot of what?
A lot of salmon? Is that what you're eating? A lot of salmon and grilled chicken? Is that what you're eating these days?
Oh, yeah. You got to go right with the grilled chicken. You got to.
Yeah. No, I lost, like, 50 pounds last year, and I just, like, I ate nothing but grilled chicken. So I know that life.
Yeah.
But I'm hardly, you know, in the same shape you are. So, you know, Twitter and Instagram and everything were kind of popping off early on this week with Dez Bryant, who you certainly know, working out with Dak Prescott, who obviously you're aware of and things like that. And you threw to Dez a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
How'd that go? Yes, like, what went into that? I mean, how'd you get hooked up with that? What was it like? What was Dez like? I mean, give us the whole 411 here.
I mean, well, so the reason why I got connected with him, I actually got connected with him through David Robinson.
That's right.
Coach around here. Mm-hmm. And I met David Robinson through MJP, Michael Johnson Performance.
Okay.
You know, I hit up one of the guys that used to work there. You know, he told me to come, like, because I was looking, actually looked to train there, you know, to get ready for my prep, but it was way too expensive. So, and I didn't have an agent at the time. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. But he told me to come Tuesdays and Thursdays, just come throw. And I was like, okay, cool. Made a little deal. And I went to go throw with him on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Dez actually came to one of the workouts that, you know, that Coach D was at. And he actually came. And, you know, I started throwing to him. And then after that, I just kept going back to him and threw him some more. And, you know, everything was went good. And he taught me some things. And you know, he's like a big brother now. Like, I'm not – you know, I look to him as a big brother because, you know, every time I see him is none but love. And I know I don't see him that often, but, you know, but every time I do see him is none but love. And, you know, he's really good dude. And, shit, I hope he gets signed somewhere soon because he's looking good.
Well, that's what I think everybody wants to know is, I mean, you know, people hear like he looks good. But what is, I mean, is as in-depth as you can, because right now, Donovan, like every listener is just like hanging on your every word. I mean, because you've seen it, because everybody sees, like, you know how it is, like the Instagram highlights and stuff. And they wonder like, oh, sure, you know, that's the one highlight they shared or whatever. But what does he look like? I mean, from someone who's thrown to him.
I mean, man, he looks great, man. I believe he's ready. You know, I think it's only a matter of time before somebody like calls and, you know, gives him a shot because, you know, from what I've seen, especially when Dak and them throwing to him yesterday, you know, he looks good. He's very, you know, speedy, got great hands. He's built, man. He's like good size on him and he just got the whole package. And, I think he looks pretty good.
Well, that's cool. That's you got a lot of people hyped. I won't lie. I'm curious about something. You mentioned sending video highlights, and obviously everything right now is about socially distancing, and we hope everybody's doing that. And I think a lot of people have had the take that people your age, you've grown up in an iPhone era, and you've grown up with social media. I mean, I'm not going to imagine you've had social media since you were like in middle school. And so... What did you get connected with David Robinson like on Instagram? You know what I mean? Like, is it pretty normal for you to like go through these channels, you know, and navigate life this way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, like I said, I got connected through Coach D with MJP, and you know, and like I knew he existed, I knew he was around this area, but like I met him through MJP, and he was like coaching the draft prep guys and around there and where Jerry Jeudy and and Kirk Merritt and all those other guys were, like Ben Victor and all those other guys were training at. And you know, I asked him, I said, hey, you know, whenever you need a quarterback to come through, you know, I was kind of nervous at first because, like, you know, I know he doesn't have a lot of time to be wasted or anything, but you know, I went up to him and was like, hey, you know, if you ever need a quarterback to come through for you, you know, just hit me up. And then that's when he started hitting me up, say, hey, can you be there at this time? And I'll just go wherever you need me to go and shit. And, like, I think that's a credit to him because I don't think he understands, like, you know, me throwing with those kind of guys like Dez and Fred Brown and DJ Montgomery, you know, who played. Fred Brown played for the Broncos and DJ who played for the Browns. You know, that makes me better because, you know, it's like I'm getting, like, their attention to detail things and, you know, they tell me, like, in certain play, like, certain rusty run, like, the ball got to be in this spot or something like that, you know, and it makes me better. And, you know, I think that's just making my game better when I work with those kind of guys.
That's really cool. I mean, it is really neat how stuff like that can kind of come together and respect. I mean, shoot your shot, right? I mean, like, I'm sure that's how you kind of felt like, hey, I mean, you know, I'm just going to ask. And if they say no, they say no. You know, we're certainly believing and we're certainly rooting for you, Donovan. Have you thought about what life after football could look like for you? You know, I mean, and that day will come for everybody. But, you know, when football is over in your life, whenever that is, hopefully a long time from now, what do you want to do?
I mean, so like I said, I already got my bachelor's in mass communication.
I know you're a genius. And are you working? We're working on your master's or you got the master's already?
I'm working on my master's right now and I'm graduating this spring.
Well, congratulations.
From Texas Wesleyan. Thank you so much. I'm getting my master's in education.
So what do you want to do? I mean, like, what's Donovan going to do when football's over? When you've got 10 Super Bowls won and everything, what do you do next?
I mean, hopefully, man, you know, I just want to give back to my state of Louisiana. I just want to help my hometown with things. And, you know, especially, you know, back home, I feel like I want to just give kids opportunity, you know, to, for them to succeed and thrive and grow. And, you know, I just want to, like, give them the structure and, like, you know, to get them prepared for college and, you know, whatever they want to do later on in life. And I think that, you know, with me going through everything that I went through, I think that that would be a big help for them. And hopefully I'll be a coach one day or on my own quarterback facility somewhere in Louisiana, because there's a lot of talent in Louisiana and I feel like I can help with that.
That would be cool. That would be very, very, very cool. What's your favorite Cajun dish?
Favorite Cajun dish?
Yeah.
Ooh. It probably fried catfish and red beans.
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a good go-to.
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously a lot more, you know, bigger issues in the world right now, but I'm really like, we're in the middle of crawfish season, you know, and I really haven't had it, you know. It's difficult, obviously, given, you know, the state of the world. Donovan, last thing for you. I know that your focus is entirely on getting ready for the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure you don't have any time to spare, and you're getting as creative as you can, working out and doing what you can to be safe and to be smart. But what are you watching on Netflix? I mean, like, 'cause I'm sure you've had maybe an hour or something, maybe while eating or whatever. I mean, you know, you can't go anywhere. What are you watching? Are you a Tiger King guy? Like, what's the deal for you?
Oh, man, I heard some crazy things about that. I still actually got to watch that. I heard some crazy things about that. And then whoever the wife is that supposedly did something, I don't know. But I got to watch it and
right.
See what the whole hype is about. But, I mean, I've been watching 100. You ever watched 100 before?
Oh, that's – isn't it like dystopian type thing? Like, it's like kind of – like, it's a show. Like, wasn't it like on CW? Is that right?
Yes, it was. And, like, they got this – I just ran across it. And I was like, I wonder what this is. And, you know, and I just started watching it. And they got, like, 6 seasons. So, you know, every time I get a chance to relax, I'm putting that show on.
Okay.
It was really good.
All right, I'll add it to the list. That sounds good. Donovan Isom, we wish you the best of luck in the coming weeks. Wherever you go, if it is the New York Giants, a lot of Cowboys fans are going to be a little bit bummed, but we're all Donovan fans, and so we're all hoping the best for you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Be safe, obviously, with everything going on, and best of luck to you. We'll be rooting for you from here.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
Huge shout out to Donovan Isom for taking the time to join us here on The Ocho. Had a lot of fun learning about him, learning about his journey. I mean, he's been through a lot. I mean, you know, he's been through a lot for a young man. And I think I speak for you and me both. We're rooting for him and certainly hoping that his NFL journey is a prosperous one. I do think that would be wild. I think that would be wild to be talking to the New York Giants and have them interested in, you know, potentially drafting you. That would freak me out, I have to say. But, and I do, I really did when he was describing kind of what he's going through and the drills he's doing and whatnot. I mean, that reminded me of Matt Saracen with Landry, like, annoying him. You know, I don't know that there's a Landry in Donovan's life annoying him, but, like, you know how Landry just wouldn't leave Saracen alone. It was like, dude, let him work. Let him do his thing. They got to go win state. You know, just be cool. Landry, just be cool. But anyway, yeah, so tomorrow on Thursday's episode of The Ocho, the third day, we will have Casey Phillips. Casey has a history with Dallas, obviously, if you are familiar with the Dallas high school area. And Casey now is a reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Casey's going to tell us all about Gerald McCoy and what to expect from him. He's also going to talk about the new Buccaneers uniforms, which are very nice. I'm a fan, personally. And, you know, that guy, Tom Brady. I by the way, I just did something that I really hate, and I was thinking as I said it about editing it out, but I'm going to be honest with you. I really, really, really hate when people do that joke, right? Like, Buccaneers signed this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Tom Brady. Yeah, he's kind of a good quarterback. I hate that move, and I just did that. And for that, I apologize. That was my bad. But anyway, we'll talk to Casey about Gerald McCoy, the Bucs uniforms, Tom Brady, and everything kind of under the sun. And we'll have some fun, but you do me a favor, all right? You have the absolute best Wednesday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more. Pendo.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.